You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's no secret that the real estate market is changing. But as quickly as it can slow down, it can pick right up again. All it takes is a couple of interest rate cuts. I mean, you guys know the deal. But honestly, regardless of the market conditions, the Live Love Group at the real estate agency is simply the best. They can get results regardless. They know how to price your home. And honestly, that's the most important thing in today's climate is pricing your home to move. We're not in 2022 anymore. I think they'll tell you that. But that's the great thing. Like, they're going to be honest with you. So everybody's expectations from the front end is going to be all out there, and you guys can work together. Jennifer and her team are the absolute best. But you got to reach out. Sold at livelovememphis.com. All right, we're back. Jason and John, Audie Trent FM, ESPN. We do have a little bit of breaking news in college basketball. I don't know if this is going to be cause for, you know, celebration or rejoicing, but at any rate, we have it. The NCAA tournament is staying at 68,
at least good for
one more year.
That's good news, right? I think so.
It depends on, you know, how you look at it. I kind of think I'm net neutral, honestly, on whether it was 68 or 72 or 76, because to me it's just like it's the tournament. It's NCAA basketball. It's fun.
Right.
I enjoy it.
No, that's right.
I mean, I don't. Now, if it was like 100, you know, mm-hmm. I mean that's different. But do I think there's a material difference between 68 and 72? No, I don't think we'll notice a difference. So anyway, the way it went down, 2026 men's and women's NCAA basketball brackets are going to continue in their current form. The decision was made on a joint Zoom call on Monday between the Division I men's and women's basketball committees. They met about this in Georgia. They met about this in Philadelphia. They thought there would be a verdict then. No action was taken. And now that we're kind of creeping up on the season, they had to make a choice. They had to figure out what they wanted to do, and so they decided to go ahead and stay at 68 for this season. And this is what Dan Gavitt told Pete Dammel: expanding the tournament fields is no longer being contemplated for the 2026 men's and women's basketball championships. However, the committees will continue conversations on whether to recommend expanding to 72 or 76 teams in advance of the 2027 championship. So, let's just decode that. The tournament will expand, whether it's this year or next year, and it's not going to be this year, but he is clearly saying we're going to continue to have conversations on this. It is going to expand. So this is not some victory if you're a 68 truther And I tell Goodman and Doster all the time, you know, you better you better get your handles ready because it's going to field of 72 and it's going to go to field of 76. Like, it's, you know, so you better have them. So they're just saying we couldn't get the support, you know, we couldn't get enough support to do it right now. Mm-hmm. That's all. That is legitimately all that means. And look, we usually, as a society, like, we don't like change. We hate change. I mean, once upon a time it was just 64,
right?
And then we went to 68, and so we're just gonna grow. And most of this is a push by power conferences to get more of their teams in it. That's all it is. Like, they're even their lower rung, you know, teams in their league, the Big Ten, the SEC, et cetera. It's just a push to get more of their own teams.
Coaches love this, right? Oh, because it makes that contract real easy on my bonuses to make the NCAA tournament.
100%. Let's be clear. The person and the only person that benefits as a result of this, well, I won't say only, but the biggest beneficiary. Yeah.
And if you love,
coach.
And if you love SIU Edwardsville, like, you love this, you know, expanding.
Well, I think that's where I would disagree, because, and that's why the people that do not support the growth and the expansion is because SIU Edwardsville is not going to get in as a result.
Your
of
Your power conference mid level teams get in over them. Yeah,
it will not change that calculus.
That's fair. Yeah, I didn't think that through.
It's just going to be. I mean, ideally, that's how it would be.
You would hope that the little dog would have more chances, but in reality, we know that every damn SEC team will go.
That is 100% right.
There's a thought process that gives you hope, but in reality, with the NIL situation, it ain't happening.
It's not.
That does kind of suck for, and like Memphis even, it's like, you should never not make the tournament then.
Oh yeah, if it goes to 76,
you're in every year.
Yeah, but making the tournament, it will be that
less
much
spunky.
Right. It will just be like, it almost becomes like making a bowl game in the college football.
Nobody gives a crap.
Like, you know, that's why, and that's why.
And that sucks. That's not good.
Like, when Ryan Satterfield talks about winning bowl games and going to bowl games,
right.
Brother, you got to understand.
Right.
We do not care.
Right.
We do not care.
On that subject.
Like, whether you win or lose the bowl game, like, we do not care.
And on that subject, are we jaded, though? Because I got a response on my tweet about the RV from Jarvis. Jarvis has weighed in on this. Learn to be grateful, Brad. After many years with no mention, at least they are aware of us, and it's becoming expected. This is a, all caps, program now. Would you rather not be listed? And I would say, I think we need to be listed. I want votes for the top 25. I think my point was...
Jarvis got your ass. Jarvis told you, learn to be grateful.
Sit your ass down, Brad.
Learn
you better be grateful.
Be grateful.
Grateful that you're not Tommy West in 2004, dog, and you're going to the damn New Orleans Bowl. We're going for real bowls, Brad. Be grateful.
I love Jarvis to death. But this is kind of the thing that I talk about with Memphis football, in that at the first sign of anything, it's like, remember how bad we were for so long? And look,
it's conditioned, bro.
It is true. Memphis football was an embarrassment for decades. Okay? It was considered and perceived to be a coaching graveyard. But we're not there anymore.
We're there. We're out of it.
It's almost like, you know, I'm done with the imposter syndrome stuff.
Right.
Memphis football has earned its place in college football as a perennial, relevant team that is going to be a top 35, top 45-ish team every single year. You know, it's not 2007 anymore. It's not 2008 anymore. Like, it's different. Everything is different. Brand new stadium, indoor practice.
You've expressed what I was trying to say perfectly. That's exactly right. That's where I'm going with it. I wasn't being a D-head by saying that I think it's kind of crazy we're doing RV.
It's like you're better than that.
Right. Like,
Your program is in a better place than that.
I have good news, Memphis football fans. We literally are above it now.
That's exactly right. Do you think that Tennessee would post a graphic that says receiving votes?
Hell no.
They would not.
Hell no. Be grateful.
I mean, let's
I'm grateful. I am grateful.
Again, I don't want, this is like, to me, I got to say, it's the silliest controversy in the history of sports. Memphis posting a graphic about receiving votes. All right, receiving.
What are we talking about?
It's RV Gate. We'll call it RV Gate. But, like, let's just I know we're talking about the tournament, and it's stay in place.
It's in the same realm here.
But I'm just curious about doing this on the fly. Like, did any other team that's receiving
so
votes
send a social media post out about it?
And I'm not counting Tulane, but let's just see, did Tulane do it?
Okay, Tulane got votes.
I mean, they've been to a New Year's Day bowl.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Let's see. Did they post anything about receiving votes?
Tulane football.
They have not.
No.
They're posting pictures of practice.
Well, maybe they're just slow on the draw, John. Maybe they aren't as spunky as we are.
I don't know, but I mean that's a league, you know, peer, and they've been bad. They've had bad years, they're behind you, and they appropriately say, "Man, we ain't posting about that. Like, we got to go get in the top 25. Let's wait till we get into the top 25, and then we'll post about it." So
we're
I don't know.
Above it.
I just think I think Memphis is too, and they should act like it.
I agree.
You know, it's not about not being grateful. It's about, hey, like, we're past that.
Yeah.
We're past celebrating receiving votes.
Yes.
We expect to receive votes.
It would be
a shame if Memphis football was not receiving votes.
I think that's right.
You know,
I actually think that's right.
It's like me posting, "Hey, I'm on the way to work today."
Right.
You know, I expect to be on the way to work. People expect me to be on the way.
What you do.
You know, I'm not going to do that. Right. I mean, essentially, this is no different than a commute to work. I mean, Memphis football is playing a season. They should be receiving votes.
I actually equate it to, and this, I even say this in the post, as I said what I said about RV. And that was, every little thing that is any sort of positive is going to be on social, A. And B, they're obviously trying to sell tickets. My thing is, focus on the fact that your ticket prices didn't go up, Memphis. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. And then focus around that Arkansas game. Sell the Arkansas game out. Get that thing packed out.
Right.
And then package with these other good games you got.
Right.
And then market that positive.
Right.
RV, the infograph, and the baller, I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful. But, like, you know, I do think we are above it, too.
Yeah. Just to kind of bottom line the NCAA tournament story, here's what Matt Norlander writes. Exploration of whether or not to expand March Madness has been ongoing for more than 3 years. Significant financial challenges and the inescapable reality that bloating one of the most beloved American sporting events remains a highly unpopular proposition have thwarted a vote to expand up to this point. For weeks, sports fans and many in college athletics braced for a vote in favor of expansion, which would dilute the field and reduce the significance and relevancy of college hoops regular season. Now, that is true. I mean, that's beyond just like the devaluing the you know, the achievement of making the tournament. It would definitely make it less interesting in the regular season because, you know, that's supposed to be the sprint.
Right.
I mean, that, not that I'm, you know, it's telling anybody any secrets here, but like the exclusivity of the tournament, the relative exclusivity of the tournament is what makes it fun. Mm. Everybody can't get in. Everybody has to earn their place. They have to either have enough wins in the regular season where they, you know, pad up, you know, that you know, that at-large bid resume, or they have to win their conference tournament. Like, you earned the right to be there. If you start saying the season by saying, hey, we have 352 teams. let's just say 100 of them are completely irrelevant no matter what, and they'll never make the tournament.
Right.
So we take, now we're down to 250. So 76 of 250 teams. And if we're really going to say 100, we really should say 200.
Yes.
200 of the 350 teams are just never going to matter.
Well, and you immediately, not only do you devalue the conference tournaments, but it's like these teams with their resting dudes at the end of the season you're going to see. In other words, let's say Memphis needs to win the tournament to get in, and then it means a lot, right?
Yeah,
Every year.
Yeah.
If you don't, or you're like half-ass on it, and you really want to win the NCAA tournament, and you got a thin roster, like you might rest some guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's an interesting. In some ways,
you're Houston, you might
Memphis. Well, I think that's definitely like, you know, depending on the tournament, depending on your seed, depending on all those things. I would always be in favor of resting. But yeah, I mean, if again we're chopping off 200 teams that are irrelevant every single year, you go to 76. Basically, half of the entire field is already in the tournament by default every single year. You know, you're at 68 now, which is still a lot, but it's still interesting enough. You know, it's still interesting enough. So, you know, again, I do think, and I guess there was a point in here that Matt talked about when if you go to 76, it would mandate two additional first four type sites in addition to tens of millions of dollars in additional expenses. You know, an increase to 76 means the men's and women's field would grow by an additional 16 teams total, And with the women's tournament losing millions each year, making up that money is a steep fiscal slope to climb. Beyond that, increasing to 76 teams would also bring significant alterations to the selection process and expand the size of the bubble, bringing on a litany of teams with uninspiring resumes and high volume of losses. Decades of precedent for what constitutes an NCAA tournament worthy team would be scraped off in an effort to appease coaches and conference commissioners. That's what it's all about, right? Like, yeah. Coaches just want to make the tournament because they you know, that's the goal. Make the tournament, get the bonus, whatever. And then commissioners want to be able to say, hey, we got four teams in, we got five teams in, we got six teams in. So, but the only commissioners really that it would truly benefit are the Big East, the SEC,
and the Big Ten,
and the Big 12, and the ACC. Like, well, that's it.
Last year, this is what's nuts. Don't forget this. Before this even, 14 SEC teams were in the tournament last year, John. There's only 16 teams.
Yep.
That means they're all in.
Yep.
They're all in now.
Yep.
If that happens.
Yeah, so I don't believe that even going to 76 would have gotten those bottom two. I don't think LSU and,
they were
and
so
South Carolina would have gotten in.
Right.
But.
It's feasible.
You can damn near hear it. Hey.
Look at us. Look at our resume.
We're the hardest league in the country. You know, our 13-win South Carolina team deserves to be in, damn it. So, yeah, I mean, you can certainly see a world where that happens, man. I mean, I'm half joking, but I could absolutely see it. But, yeah, I think, again, the big loss really would be, you know, just the – because it's already tough, right? That's the one thing that Norlander didn't talk about. Forget Memphis. Even nationwide, with the exception of a couple of places – we don't really crane our necks around to college basketball until NFL is done.
Right.
You know, I mean, let's just call it what it is. Now, I work for a network that covers it year-round, so we have sickos and junkies and real diehard fans that pay attention in November and December. But
and this radio station, to a certain extent, does that because of the market we're
in. No, exactly. I would say Memphis is one of those fan bases that certainly will pay attention.
Yes.
But in terms of, like, national coverage.
Nashville.
Where's the attention? Right. Yeah, they're not even thinking about college basketball until February, you know, because you know, you got college football, you got NFL, you know, you still have you know, if you're an NBA fan, you know, so it's already you know, it's already something that college basketball is having to deal with as is, and when you go to 76, I think it just makes it worse. You know, I think it does.
I think so. Imagine it's like taking ratings away. There's no scoreboard for a lot of these teams. I mean, it really isn't.
I mean, you could basically go into the same, like, you could go into every year and say, all right, 50 teams we know are in.
Right.
Like, it's the same 50 teams every year.
All the same.
And then it'll be about 40 teams fighting for those last 26 spots.
Well, good news, Memphis fans. You don't have to sweat getting the NCAA tournament anymore. And then it makes it less. Great.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Memphis would be one of those 76.
You're in.
I mean, they would. I mean, now, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it would matter a bit less. But I think I would probably trade, all right, Memphis is in every single year no matter what, for a little bit less value in the regular season, because it's all about the at-bats, as they say.
Right.
I'll get a crack at it every year because I'm Memphis. I'm going to get in, most likely.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you can make some runs now.
I'd be a favorite every single year. I mean, you're going to be a favorite every single year because you're in the American.
Right.
But, like, now I know I'm basically in every single year, so I just have to, like, make sure I don't do anything stupid. So.
But it also discourages, though, a Memphis from scheduling balls out all the time, except for the fact that you're trying for seed line. Now, that's great. But does it really help you that much if you're losing to Alabama in your non-con and you've already got it in the bag?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't see what the point is if you're in.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, but they've at least decided to put it on ice for a year, and then they're going to reevaluate it, you know, next year. I expect they'll probably just do the four. They'll probably go to 72, and then in 4 or 5 years they'll go to 76, and then by the time you know, our grandkids are around, it'll be 140.
Right.
Because, you know, that's just this country, you know, greed. It's just such
money,
greed.
Yeah.
People like high inflation. No, bro. Corporate greed. It ain't. That's what's driving inflation.
Right.
I mean, now we got tariffs. But before that, it was corporate greed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
people were against putting logos on uniforms until they're like, you know, if you put a uniform logo, because college, it'll happen next, by the way. Like, colleges will have logos on their uniforms and it'll be like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
You're right.
That's the latest on the NCAA tournament. Going to stay at 68 for 2026. And then my expectation is now they got a little bit more time to kind of talk about it, talk it through, see, you know, how it would sort of sound and look in terms of the bubble. I think we will probably get 72 in 2027. So there you have it. All right, we'll come back with Jeff Calkins. We'll talk to him about this, get his thoughts on Memphis football's receiving votes graphic. It's one of the biggest controversies this city has ever seen. Talk to him about all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
I tell you what, I want him. I want him bad. He's like a cold glass of water in the desert. Jeff Calkins is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, columnist for the Daily Memphian, joins us every Monday, and he joins us now. All right, there is a I don't want to overstate it, but there's an absolutely massive controversy unfolding right before us.
Okay.
Memphis what football, the coaches poll has come out today, the preseason coaches poll.
Yep.
Memphis football was not ranked. However, they did receive votes.
I saw that.
And Memphis football posted a graphic with the initials RV receiving votes on the Twitter account. And the controversy is Brad and I are of the opinion that Memphis football should be above tweeting a graphic for receiving votes. And then you have Jarvo, who we love, who says, learn to be grateful for Memphis getting mentioned because they used to never be mentioned at all. Where do you come down?
I'll go with – I have a rule. I have several rules. One, I always get the bread pudding. You know, yes, always.
That's what you tell us every other day.
And then the other rule is always side with Jarvis in a dispute about Memphis. And so I'm going to say
– really good rule.
No big deal that they – maybe you should look at it as they weren't. Let's do this. Like, we sort of had similar controversies when we had the NIT parade, right? Like, should you have an NIT parade?
That's right.
Should you have a video for the return of Shane Battier? Right. There's sort of different qualities. What should you celebrate? And I guess my question is this graphic celebratory? You know, there's not champagne popping along on the graphic. It's just. Or just informative, you know. And if it's just informative, they're sending out a graphic saying this is what happened. Mm-hmm. This is how many votes we received. It's not that they are saying this is the best thing in the history of the world when they send out this graphic. They're just being informative. And I think it's
If we were in a court of law, you make an argument. Uh-huh. You are making an argument. But the argument that I would bring to you is – uh-huh. Tulane didn't post about it. They got votes. So is it is your contention that Tulane does not care about informing its fans?
I don't really judge the way that my school behaves or whatever, but by comparing it to others, I just think it's important that you take care of your own side of the street. I guess my question would be. You and I both, honestly, I think we can be honest about this, are critical at times of the Memphis football program because it doesn't promote itself sufficiently. It doesn't do enough to whip up enthusiasm.
Let's be clear. We're not really talking about the Memphis football Twitter account.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about the head coach.
Oh, yeah, but I'm wrapping it all in there. I'm saying the whole thing. So why not? Applaud anything they do. I honestly, yeah, I'll put it this way. I'm certainly not outraged.
Oh, I'm outraged.
and I think it's totally appropriate to say others receiving votes. I think it's more informative. I don't think it's something to celebrate. I'll say that.
I think there is an inherent celebratory nature, though, of this.
Like, yeah, I can't see it. Is it big? Is there an exclamation point?
Yeah, I mean, it's like
NR.
Woohoo!
It's like
a woohoo quality to it.
No, but it's got like it's got the whole kit and caboodle. It's like a Memphis football player looking up, and then next to the football player, it's big white letters RV USLBM coaches poll, and then it's got all the logos Nike.
Yeah, I think that's a little. It seems a little celebratory.
Yeah, it's like, hey, look at us. We're receiving
votes.
If I
didn't have the rule always sign with Jarvis, I might side with y'all.
Well, this is what – look, I do think rules are made to be broken, certainly bent. And right. what I would just say is that, we Memphis football is above this. Like, and I think they should act like that. I think they should
– let me ask you this. How about this? When they get invited, they don't make the championship game this year, and they get invited to a bowl game. and they sent out a tweet saying, going bowling, and it's, you know, Memphis versus, you know, whoever in the lawnmower bowl or whatever. Mm-hmm. And can they do that?
They can do that. That's different.
Well, okay, what if it says, how many straight bowls would it be at this point?
That's right. Nine? That's what I was going to say, because there's like a streak you're preserving.
What if it says nine straight bowls?
That is less. But again, that's still technically like a thing, and they're
celebratory.
Yeah, but they may be like tied with somebody for the most in the country. Like they're, you know. So I do think that is value. There is legitimately no value in receiving votes in a coaches poll to me for Memphis. Like if it, like the point I made.
I don't think it is. I agree. It is not a accomplishment at all. There's nothing.
Like if it was Bowling Green.
The part of this that I agree with you is there is literally nothing about this.
Right.
Is an accomplishment.
But your stance is
when
that
you were the best funded and you were in the top 25 last year.
That's right.
The notion that you were no longer in the top 25.
Yeah, I would try to like votes. I would just ignore this. We fell out. I mean, we were 25 to start.
Maybe the other way to do it would be to be indignant, chip on the shoulder. You know,
right? Like screwed. put a question screwed. Mark behind it. RV RV question
yeah.
mark.
Right.
You know,
not ranked.
Right.
What? Fell out. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll show you.
We'll show you.
Memphis,
we're going to put you in
everybody.
The tub. We're going to put you in the tub like the old days. You know? I miss the tub days.
Yeah, I think you're fundamentally right that it is not – I do agree with this. It is nothing to celebrate. And so if that text or
graphic
is celebratory in any way, then it is misguided.
Well, I think Frank has a I think he has a request, and I think he's asked specifically, is this celebratory or not?
Right.
You know, and then I think we'll get the information there. But if it is yours, so you're just to sort of bottom line it. Your position is
my brother is telling me, by the way. So I'm in Michigan right now, and I forgot about this stop, and so it's illegal to talk on the phone while you. Steve and we're pulling into the airport, so Steve was worried. So we're going to swap drivers. I was driving. He said, "I don't care about me getting a ticket. It would just take a lot of time," which is true. So we're swapping drivers right now as we're doing this. There we are. He's number two. I'm number eight in the family, and so he is, as you would imagine, wiser than I am. And more careful, more wiser, and more aware of the laws of the land.
Look at
than
that!
I am.
Look at that! You guys
did
are,
that on the fly.
I was once pulled over for talking on the phone.
That's
in
right.
New Jersey.
Dave Yeager was pulled over while he was on with us.
Right.
Back in the day,
and it was, it wasn't for talking on the phone. David made an illegal turn.
Oh, he made an illegal turn,
or something like
he broke
that.
The
it
law.
Was something
he broke the
done.
Law. I mean, you have to abide by the laws in this country. And so I appreciate your brother. You know,
let me ask you this.
Being the bigger
I will
person.
Give you, if I tell you that Memphis is going to finish in the top 25 again next year, but will once again not be in the championship game, will you take that? Will you lock that in?
I mean, no. They need to make the damn championship game, man. I mean, you know, this is just easy. This should be easy. You are the most well-funded, well-resourced team in the American. You know, you have got to stop selling me these Coke Zero-ass seasons, all right? I want what Donald Trump says, the full, real sugar cane. Give me the Coke with the sugar cane and get me to the AAC title game, man. Stop trying to sell me on this, you know, hey, we still won. I don't care. You're not winning the right ones. You're
even that is a little bit of a is a little bit of lower in the bar. It's getting me to the title game, you just said.
Well, I mean, that's just a place to start. I mean, like, they've never done that. So, I mean, obviously, yes, they need to win it, but I need to, like, I'm lowering it for them. They have a handicap. So I'm lowering the hand, you know, or increasing their handicap. So get to the title game, and then we can go from there. But that's why, when we have these arguments about Memphis football, it's like, you just said it. Yeah. Me saying the title game is the goal and the aspiration, your first instinct is to tell me I'm lowering the damn bar. I mean, that's, you know.
Well, what's interesting is I just noticed that you did lower the bar. Like, we didn't, the goal should be winning the title. Right?
It should be.
And you're like, get me to a title game. Get me to a title game. Of course, that's true. We've lowered the bar on everything. We've lowered the bar on the Tigers.
That's right.
Literally with the Tigers, we're just talking about get back to the tournament.
That's right.
I mean, that is a definite sign of a bar being lowered. You know, it used to be, God, it'd be great to have another Final Four run. Then it was, God, let's get back to the Sweet 16.
Yes.
And now it's just get back to the tournament.
Oh, totally.
You know?
Totally.
There's no question.
Yeah.
And what's interesting, of course, for Memphis basketball, the job has gotten harder. For Memphis football, the job has gotten easier.
Yes.
And that's one of the distinctions.
No, that is a fact. Now, I mean, it's to me, like the conversation of college sports in 2025 is just very easy. It's like, what's your budget? You know, like the higher your budget, the higher expectations I will place upon you. And relative to, you know, your league, you know, I think right. for both basketball and football, they're top. So they need to win the league. I mean, that is easy. But some people push back because Memphis football sucked 30 years ago. We can't say that about them today.
I think everybody says that now. I think they might say you can't say it this year. It doesn't boil down to a single year. You can't discuss whatever. But I literally don't know anyone who doesn't say for Memphis football that they should be getting to championship games and ultimately winning the championship. And I think it's actually harder for Memphis basketball. The problem is that relative to where Memphis football used to be, Memphis football is now better resourced, right, dramatically. But relative to where Memphis basketball used to be, Memphis basketball is now not as well resourced relative to who they want to compete against, and because they want to compete nationally. So that's what has fundamentally changed. Do you think Memphis basketball, top 25 coaches poll comes out, and they get votes? Is it going to say, what is it? What are the initials that they're using?
RV.
Votes. RV. Yeah. Are they going
to
do that?
No, RV. I said if they do that, I will go to Lori Wald and I will. I'm this is just a joke for purposes, but self-immolate. You know, I mean, because that is not the Memphis basketball I grew up on. And so no,
same thing with women's soccer too, man. We're above that now.
I mean, honestly,
no
like
RV for women's soccer either.
Yeah, when you. I mean, because I just think it looks.
Brooks wouldn't stand for that.
No,
Brooks
he wouldn't
stand for that.
Like, what receiving votes? We've been to an Elite Eight. I mean,
right.
You know, we've been to Sweet 16s. Like, we don't need to do damn RV. Like, we're past that. Like, this is something that you do with a first year coach or something. Like, you know, hey, first year on the job, he's getting votes already. Look how hot.
Let me ask you this though. In fairness, who again? This is a Monday in early August, so I know you're not really outraged.
If it was a Monday in late September.
But here's the question. Here's my separate question. Who did this? Who do you think is, like, who is in charge of this?
Oh, I mean, it was just
like, whose bad idea, silly idea do you think it was?
Well, I think it was just like the graphics guy, right? Like, I don't think Ryan Silverfield is saying, hey, get this out there now. You know, I think he's probably practicing, actually.
Do you think Ryan had anything to do with it?
No, none. I think he probably, I would guess he would not like it either, honestly. I would hope he would not like it. I would hope he'd say, get that foolish stuff off. Like, we finished in the top 25 last year. Of course we're receiving votes. It'd be a problem if we weren't receiving votes. You know, that's how, again, it is August the 4th on a Monday. I mean, I do think, like, hey, there needs to be, like, a little bit more awareness, you know? This program is expected to do that every single. It's like me tweeting, like I said earlier, like, I'm on the way to work. You know, I'm expected to be on the work, you know. I mean, where else would I be? So
it would be like me. It would be like me receiving votes and the best columnist in the Memphis Flyer poll, you know.
That's right. Which, by the way, you are receiving votes. I don't know how many.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
an amazing thing. Like
Jeff, RV.
No, one of the amazing things about Jeff is that he continues to win best sports columnist, even though he doesn't write about sports anymore.
That's living off your reputation. There's no question.
And that's what I'm
that.
Saying. Memphis football has a reputation now. They should just live off of that instead of acting all, you know, like they're new kids on the block. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, a couple other things, though, before we get you out of here. We appreciate you being here. Memphis football, as we're talking about these votes, they got more votes in the coaches poll than any other American team. They got more votes than Tulane. They got more votes than Army. And they got more votes than Navy. Should that mean it's a disappointment if they don't win the league based on those votes?
No, it's a disappointment if they don't make the league based on their history. but not based on those votes. I do think it's interesting that its coaches go that way. And I think some of that's honestly in respect for Ryan, you know, and the fact that they do it every year now. They're good every year. And so I think that's, but no. In the end, you should be disappointed at a macro level that they have never made it. And so therefore you should be disappointed if they don't make it, but it's not necessarily, I'm not going to crush them if they don't make it this year. But this stuff does become cumulative, right? It's like my beloved Buffalo Bills. When they lost their fourth Super Bowl, it felt, you know, it was like, come on, man, you know, we've been here. Like at some point, something more is expected of you. And I think that's where we are.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, you know, again, I think it's about that time. And, you know, they have a good situation. I do think, like, that is one of the more underappreciated things about, and we've had the conversation before, like, just the benefit of the doubt that Memphis football gets, you know, whether it's, like, getting good players or they got the kid Cortez Bram. He picked Memphis over UCLA. Like, I mean, that's just something that kind of is expected to happen these days. Like, it's like there wasn't, like, some big think piece about UCLA losing a kid to Memphis. You know, I mean, it's just like we expect Memphis to be good and be relevant every single year, which I think that is something that's worth celebrating. It's just that you have gotten yourself as a program, you've pulled yourself up from the abyss, and you have now gotten to a place where you're beating UCLA and you're beating Virginia for big time players. I mean, and it's expected, and it's not even like thought about a second go around. You know, like that's almost hard to fathom 10, 15 years ago.
It is very much a much more respected brand than it once was. There's no question. Memphis football, it may not be the brand that it was at its zenith, you know, when they had, you know, when they were crushing it under Mike. But as a brand, it is one of the more respected, certainly Group of Five brands out there. It's not, I don't think, quite Boise State, but it's there, right? And that is an accomplishment. I also think it's interesting, though, it's two ways, like, picking up the new receiver, I do think that to some extent, Ryan should get credit for this. Like, he, in some ways, weirdly enough, like Seth Hennigan, he almost doesn't get credit for it. He gets demerits for it. It's like, okay, well, you won 10 games, but, you know, Seth Hennigan, you know, and, well, he got Seth Hennigan. You know what I mean? Like, and same thing here. I think Ryan has adapted very well to the NIL era. He complained about it early on, but now he's well-resourced, and he's adapted well, and truthfully, he's well-funded. And so there's no reason he shouldn't be doing it, but he is taking the resources he has, and he's capitalizing on them, and I do think that's one of the things that Ryan, you know, every single year you got to rebuild that roster, and he doesn't seem to flinch from that, right?
Yeah.
And the brand may not be as electric as it once was, but it is still respected. And certainly when I got here, that, you know, 30 years ago, it was not.
Yeah. And then lastly, I know you sound busy, and I appreciate this. I'm just going to get you to the absolute max, man, all right?
Yes.
The tournament is not expanding this year. It's going to stay at 68. Is that good news or bad news to you?
Good news. It's very good news. I mean, it's funny. The best argument I have heard about expanding the tournament was right now the Dayton round is useless. It's boring, right? Mm-hmm. And so, if you added more teams, would those days become interesting?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the only argument that I've heard that is credible. I think you can turn those days into interesting days as opposed to laughable days, right? Having said that, the argument that the field has to expand because there's so many more teams, as others have pointed out, the teams that have been added are all teams that are in one big league. So you would be expanding it so you'd get another team from the SEC or the Big Ten, and it wouldn't at all be going to these additional teams that have been added over the course of the year. So it strikes me as a lie that, you know, the reasons for doing it was a lie. And I think the other things, what we've seen, the reason that they didn't expand is because TV didn't want to pay them to expand.
Mm-hmm.
So here, the market has aligned with what fans want. and what, you know, and every fan wants the same, which is to stay as is or go back to 64. And at least on this one, the market has been like, yeah, no, we don't. We're television. We don't want to pay it for extra. We don't think there's added value in this, and that's why they haven't done it.
Right. You're the best, man. Thank you.
See ya.
Yep. He is Jeff Calkins. Yeah. Jeff Calkins, columnist for the Daily Memphian. Host of Jeff Calkins.
Not sports columnist.
Not a sport. I mean, you know, again,
but still receives votes.
He likes to bogard me, you know, on the big stuff. He'll swoop in and say, "I'll take this one," you know, if, like there's already like big news, you know. Mm-hmm. But yes, mostly he has gone away from that. So,
by the way, the graphics team at Memphis is churning out material today. It is Ryan Silverfield's birthday. Apparently, is the latest one that happened within the last few minutes.
Yeah,
I saw.
Happy birthday to Ryan Silverfield.
Yeah, never comes on, but.
That's all right. Hey, he's going to come on with Gabe apparently every week, right?
I heard, yeah.
So that's technically coming on the, even if it's, you know, friendly territory.
That's
right?
Friendly fire.
It is. It is friendly territory, but again.
That's good. But hey, I told Gabe this. I said, bring him on.
Yeah.
Bring him on.
45 today.
45 years old. We have a young, relatively young coach.
I mean, 45 is young for sure. I say that as somebody that's 34.
Yeah, that's young.
I mean, it's young-ish.
Yeah.
It's not old.
Well, he started out young, and he will get to grow old in this job. That's the good news for Ryan.
That's right. He will. He will be in a rocking chair on the sidelines, winning
votes,
9 games a year.
You can just cruise along.
That's right.
Auto-renew.
That's right. I know it sounds like we're harsh on Memphis, but I really just think that like we have to update our priors on the perception of them as a program. That's really all it is. It's just, that's my fight, is that we just get to a point and we get to a place where we don't really judge them as this sort of happy-go-lucky little upstart that, man, nobody had them winning. Like, no, we're past that. They get big-time players. They have millions and millions and millions of dollars in that program for NIL. They have a brand-new stadium in the midst of construction. They have an indoor practice facility. I'm not sitting here trying to tell you that they're a top 15 program. I'm not sitting here trying to tell you they're a top, you know, 25 program every single year either. But I think they have certainly gotten to a place where, you know, anything short of certainly, you know, a bowl is just a complete unmitigated disaster.
I think that's fair.
I mean, just beyond a fireable off the rip, no matter what. And so, anyway, but I understand. Like Jarvis is a great example. Like he knows and has lived the real terrible parts of Memphis football. And there have been many years and decades even where it was neglected and it didn't have these things. But you know what, man. It's got the money now. It's new money now. And it's going to continue to have money because it has an administration, you know, that believes in it.
Yes.
So it's going to continue to have that, even if it comes at the expense of, for example, of basketball. So I just think we have to kind of take the kid gloves off is all I'm saying.
Yep.
And I don't think it's so much kid gloves as it is we're thinking of Memphis sort of as this underserved, like marginalized, but it ain't that anymore.
Right.
It used to be.
Right.
Once upon a time was. Mm-hmm. But it ain't that anymore. So we gotta meet Memphis football where it's at. That's all. Which to me should be tops of the American.
Yes.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
Where you should knock off Arkansas this year even.
I mean, I think that one is a little tougher, you know, because
you're at home. That's a bad Arkansas team. Like that's one where you can expect to kind of win.
It's an SEC. They have so much more money than you, Brad. Even though they're a bad SEC team, they have so much more money than you.
Mississippi State.
Before the times changed.
Yeah.
You know, this is revenue share where they're sharing $20.5 million. They're getting, let's just go there. What's the SEC's payout?
Oh God. The per school is like 70 now at this point. Now that doesn't go to the players, but
it's $52.5 million.
Yeah. It's high.
And it's only going up.
Yeah.
Memphis was the highest paid group of six team and it got 11.
Yeah. No question.
Even the worst SEC team, Memphis should not be expected to beat.
That's why you're trying to jump.
And so I do want to just pump the brakes there. Now, they have as great an opportunity as they will probably have to do that because it's at home and it's an Arkansas team that is down, that is in the middle of, it's got Ole Miss the week before, Notre Dame the week after. But if they lose that game, will I come in here saying that, man, how did Memphis not? No, they're at a massive disadvantage in that game. They're at a massive disadvantage every time they play a Power 5 team. Because you're talking about $40 to $50 to $60 million of difference running through those schools.
Right.
I mean, that's just not really fair. But what is fair is to say that amongst your peers, where you are making more than them, you need to be performing. You need to be meeting expectations. And I think, by and large, Memphis has failed to do that under Ryan Sommerfeld. Maybe that will change this year. I certainly hope it does. For now, receiving votes. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summits, sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're trying to fam ESPN. Snack time is already a thing. Well, our friends at Sonic just made it official with Dollar Snacky Hour. And to make it really official, got this for you. Anyone who visits Sonic Snacky Hour will get dollar corn dogs, dollar mozzarella sticks, and dollar soft pretzel twists. And that'll make it really, really official. You can also redeem half price drink rewards in the Sonic app. Sonic Snacky Hour, 2 to 5 p.m. every single day. Live free. Eat Sonic. Apply. Limited time offer. Participating locations. Sonic is one of my favorites. Always loves, you know, stopping over there with the kids. It's the best. Sonic, Dollar Snacky Hour. Go take advantage, Brad, the Dollar Snacky.
I honestly am the kind of person that actually does Sonic on the regular. There's one over there you by should. Winchester.
Yeah.
And you get right off 385, and you see it on the overlook there.
It's like a landmark.
It is, and I go there a lot, especially with funky kids who are like all, you know, kind of hungry, they call it. It is a real thing, by the way, when you have children, hangry. And Stacy's like, you need to feed him. You need to feed him.
Yep.
So that's where we go.
He's six. Your kid's 6'8"?
He's only 6'4".
Only 6'4".
But he is. It is weird because both Stacy and I are sort of slight, and it's like. But her family were. I get the report that in the lineage there were some tall humans over there in
there you
Mississippi.
Go.
So yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, yeah. Get on over to Sonic.
Yep.
Today, what a show it's been. We have punished Memphis, I think, adequately.
All off of a graphic. And let me be clear. I'm not trying to go dig in. Like, Memphis is going to be a good football team. They should win their league this year, and I'm stoked. I was just trying to be chill about the whole thing.
Well, and I understand that. I understand. Again, it's high expectations are not a bad thing to have.
Right.
It's like I would want my children to come home with A's, and if they don't come home with A's, like, I'm going to be disappointed in them.
Yeah.
You know, because you're the products of two college-educated people.
Yeah.
We would expect the same from you.
Right.
We would expect
that's
that
the expectation.
Of, you know what I'm saying? I mean, look.
Not all A's, by the way.
Yeah,
I mean, so you're going to get some B's there.
Look, this is not, you're not a Chinese prodigy. You know, I don't expect you to be able to play the piano by five.
Right.
Okay. I hope that didn't come off as xenophobic.
No, I know. I get it. I get it.
But,
yeah. No.
But we know that the Chinese are, you know.
They're good at that. Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to be Yo-Yo Ma right off the gate.
The
yeah.
The standards in China are very high.
Right. Yes.
And higher than ours, I think, in America.
That is
you
fair.
Know, we put you on the iPad here. We put you on the YouTube.
Here you go, kid.
You know, and in China, it's like math and, you know, go apply real world skills. Right. And it's why we're falling behind. Anyway, I don't want to fix the world's problems today. All I'm saying is that it's a good thing to have high expectations.
That's fair.
Anyway. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Anthony Rice as well. Again, I've tweeted out that link on my Twitter, 92.9's tweeted out. If you want to help, please do. And he reaches out and says that the goal is 12,000, but that's the only goal that they could set. Obviously, he needs a lot more than 12,000, but that's the only thing that they could set. So please do help out if you can do so. It's going to do it for us today. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.